We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So, 537 positive tests yesterday, 500 today. 500 today. So we're over 1,000 in 2 days. All-time record, not even close. The vast majority of the cases come in the 25 to 49 age range. How about that? How about that? By the way, hospitalizations, we can manage. Number of deaths, down dramatically. What's my point? We have a surge. I get it. But don't freak out. If you become sick, the doctors can treat you much better than they could 6 months ago. I'm not suggesting to blow it off. I'm suggesting that if you get sick, you have a much better chance of living. But these numbers freak people out. I had to grab my friend, Dr. Christian Conti, to join us this morning to kind of get through some of the madness. Doctor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
A woman sent me a note, heard you were coming on. She said that you have put in COVID safety measures for the Arsenal soccer team. So, you value this sort of thing, don't you, Doctor?
Oh, yes. I mean, listen, I love what you just said. So you just spoke in a really calm, soothing way, and you said a fact. And I think that voice is really necessary right now. Like, you're not saying ignore it. You're not saying don't pay attention to it. But I think it's important to counter the message of fear, because fear certainly leads to intense emotions. And I've seen a lot of that, obviously, in my field. I've seen a lot of anger around all this stuff.
Yeah. Doctor, I heard yesterday it was called truth decay. Truth decay. And a lot of the lies put out on social media have folks taking sides like I've never seen before. That is not helpful, is it, sir?
Well, obviously, lies are never helpful, for sure. And I think, you know, it's not that it's... I don't think the majority of people are saying things that are malicious in any way. I think people get information from various sources. People have various experiences. And I'm not sure any one source can capture all those various experiences accurately. So we need voices of the multitude. The problem with that comes a lot of different opinions and chaos at times.
Wow. Hey, Doc, you've got couple major issues here. Number one, the fear factor regarding COVID, and then the political scenario. I just caught up the map of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania. 13 voted for Biden, and he won, suggesting a massive divide. And Doc, I've been around a while. I have never, ever seen this kind of anger. Are you seeing this out there?
I am. And I'm one of four Level 5 anger management specialists in the world. I feel blessed to be here from Pittsburgh and have that title. And I will tell you that, no, I have never seen the level of anger as widespread. And there are several things that go into that. I heard a caller, I was in the car, I got a chance to hear an earlier caller who called into you, and he talked about how he felt like, I don't even want to vote anymore, right, because he felt like his voice can't be heard. So this is a very powerful concept. It's called impotent rage. And impotent, like as in a lack of power. When right. We feel we don't have power over a situation, we get so angry. And I see that all over.
Yeah. What are you telling folks? I see much of it emanating from social media. What do you tell folks, Doctor?
Well, I tell people this. This is. I really want to do a good job of explaining this clearly, because right. this is something I believe could be a path to peace. So when people vote on either side, whatever side you're for, there is a tendency to believe that people, whatever you don't like about that other candidate, that when you hear people voted for that person, you go, oh, they're embracing all these worst qualities.
That's true.
But that happens equally on both sides, because we're all human beings. Everybody has negative qualities. And what happens is we are assuming that people are the absolute embodiment of the worst qualities of someone. But that's not why people voted for whom they voted. They voted for the person who embraced either the issues they believed in or, you know, a particular issue they believed in. You know, it's like charities, Marty. There are so many beautiful charities in the world. Could you imagine if when you go, you say you work really hard for your money, you take a moment, you dedicate some of that money to someone, and then could you imagine if all the other charities started screaming at you, well, I can't believe you don't care about our issue. And they're saying, wait a minute, I do care about your issue, but I care about this one, I only have so much money. And that's really what I see happens with voting. Like people, they care about whatever issue, they vote, and then if you disagree, oh, you voted that way, not because you like your issue, but because you're embracing these terrible qualities.
Dr. Christian Conte joining me. Hey, Doc, I know you've seen this. I could go into detail about businesses splitting up, marriages splitting up, families splitting up over this friggin' election. I cannot wrap my arms around losing a marriage over a vote, sir. I know you're hearing this from people. This is an anomaly to me. What made this scenario so unique, this rage that I'm seeing for the first time, sir?
There's a quality. So you and I know each other. We've known each other for a couple of years.
Right.
Listen, if there was a topic came up and we were in a room together and we disagreed, we would have an ability to go, okay, cool, that's your perspective, that's
right.
my perspective. But for many people, if someone disagrees with them, instead of then gravitating back to whatever tied you together and just going, okay, cool, we don't agree about that. People have now made it like, if you don't believe me and agree with me, then I'm taking it as a personal threat to my safety.
Nice.
And that is absolutely unrealistic. This is not what's happening here. We are not threatening people's safeties simply because we value different aspects.
Doctor, does the fact that we have a president who refuses to accept that he lost, does that exacerbate it? Because you have now folks on both sides screaming that he won't go away and others screaming he shouldn't go away. Doesn't that exacerbate it, sir? Make folks even angrier?
Now, you know, so I think it's a challenge anytime we put it on if this one person does this one thing, because that would negate that whatever that whole side has.
Nice.
So I think it would be unfair to say it's just one person making a decision. It's like you said, if there's a marriage breaking up over this,
wow.
it wasn't just this.
I agree.
My wife said something really great. By the way, speaking of marriage, my wife and I on Wednesday will celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary.
Beautiful brother.
Thank you. She's a saint, I'll tell you that. But I think that if a marriage is going to dissolve because of an opinion over an election, that there was something much deeper.
That's what I said.
And I brought up my wife for one reason. I wanted to get that in. I feel proud of that. And
sure.
Two, I wanted to say this. Recently she said to me, she reminded me of an old story. She said, look, if you squeeze an orange, what comes out? I'm like, orange. She goes, you squeeze a lemon, what comes out? Lemon. Listen, people are spitting out this hatred because that's what's in them.
Nice.
It's pain.
Whoa.
You know? It's powerful. It's simple, but it's powerful. You can't squeeze out hatred of something that doesn't have hatred.
Dr. Christian Conte's latest book, Spot On, Home Run, Walking Through Anger. He joins me. Hey, Doc, so check this out. So if you're a woman and you voted for Trump, man, you get your you-know-what kicked. How dare you? That misogynist pig. You're disgusting. We can't be friends anymore. Doctor, this is real stuff and real angst. How do we get folks who are lifelong friends who are now talking this way to each other to work through this, sir?
Well, if-then statements are, you know, you put somebody in a what's called a double bind. You really have nowhere to go. It's a rock and a hard place. So it's challenging because what I think people fail to see, and this happens when you're struggling in anger and hatred, is that when you put an if then, hey, if you did this, it's only for that reason. That's what I was alluding to earlier. That's what I was getting at earlier. If you voted him, it's only for this reason. Well, now you have to be mindful because now the other side is going to say, well, then if you voted for this person, it was only for this horrific reason. So I want to share this picture. I've interviewed people all over, and I listen to people all over. So I have sat with people who tell me, look, if you vote for Trump, you are a racist. And then our other people say, if you vote for Biden, you are supporting the sex trade industry. So now you have a choice. Either you say I'm a racist or I'm a supporter of the sex trade industry because he's been doing that work to, you know, take that down. So now you have these people and they go, well, wait a minute, I'm not that, but I want to still call you that. And once you realize that it's wise not to engage in the if-then, either-or, that mentality is for our kids and it's for us to teach our kids how the world's bigger than that. It's certainly not a mentality for us as adults.
See, this is what I always ask folks that are this angry. I hope you don't have kids, because if you're teaching your kids to hate this way, man, Dr. Christian Conti, Doctor, I'm blown away by the mask. If you wear a mask, you're a wimp. If you cross the county line in Allegheny County, it's all red, man. And if you wear a mask, you're a wimp and a coward. Have you ever seen anything like this, sir, over a mask?
Well, what I've never seen, and I've been doing this for 22 years,
yes.
and I'm all over the world. What I haven't seen is the level to which we have now allowed ourselves to say these if-then statements.
True.
And we define people on a moment. First of all, we have no idea why someone chooses to, if they do choose to mask up or don't choose them, we know why they choose, but I'm saying we don't know why someone might not choose to mask up. There might be a reason. There could be someone struggling with, some breathing challenges,
right.
And that exacerbates it. And first of all, I think in the United States of America, like, we need to be mindful for sure, but we also want to be cautious, again, not to label people based on a behavior. It's like the saying from kindergarten, don't judge a book by its cover. On the reverse side, if you're wearing a mask can help and it's not hurting you, it's probably a conscientious thing to make that decision as well. So instead of embracing all these extremes, this side or this side, either or, I think it's wise to step back, look at our core of who we are, and operate from that. My man, look, we all have to look ourselves in the mirror every night and say, am I the best reflection? Is this the best reflection of who I am?
Let me use personal experience. I've been doing this, we're pushing 20 years. So I get abused on social media. I get abused on this show. Doc, I have never, ever in my career had a single person say anything crude, rude, or obnoxious or hateful to me in person. Isn't that amazing? Is that not amazing, sir? And what does that tell you about
it's
people?
That's why there's road rage.
That's
it's
right.
Why there's
right.
road rage. Because if so here's the part, and this is why name-calling is not healthy. Because with the moment we call someone a name, we objectify them. One thing I can tell you that's nice. Been beautiful about my relationship, I'm going to pull this back in for a moment.
Sure.
My wife and I have literally never called each other a name. Never. Because the moment you call someone a name, you feel like, okay, I can treat this person as an object because I just objectified them. And then here's what's worse. Just how every movie sequel has to have more blood, more guts, more sex, has to be more, more, more because we have psychological tolerance. Well, the same happens in reality. When we call people names, we end up, that's not enough. Our point didn't get across. And now we feel okay to go farther. And again, from my perspective, I specialize in working with people convicted of violent crimes.
Yes.
So I am steeped in watching the most horrific stuff. And that's why I stand here and say, to each side, find a way to stop making assumptions about the other side and then running with these assumptions.
Dr. Christian Conte, you are the man. You're the best in existence. His book, Walking Through Anger, is gold, Jerry. Doctor, I appreciate you taking the time. I know how slammed you are, man. You are amazing.
Hey, I appreciate you a ton, and that's why I wanted to do that. I want to just get one more thing.
Yeah,
coming up on Thanksgiving, I'm not sure if my show will be back on just yet on KDK by Thanksgiving, but I want to say my mom and dad tune in every time I'm doing anything, podcast, TV shows, radio, and I just want to give a shout-out for thanks to my mom and dad for always being there for me. I appreciate them so much, and I appreciate you, Marty. Thank you.
You're the man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.